For 101.7 Milwaukee and 92.7 Madison, I'm Keith Gostad with your headlines. Milwaukee Mayor Tom Barrett has sent a letter to Police Chief Alfonso Morales calling for the immediate firing of Milwaukee Police Officer Michael Mattioli, who last week was charged with reckless homicide in the death of Joel Acevedo. Acevedo died of injuries a week after a fight with Mattioli following a house party held by the off-duty police officer. Mayor Barrett stressed in his letter that Chief Morales has a clear right to fire Officer Mattioli, adding, quote, his discharge would stop the taxpayers from having to pay the salary to an individual charged with first-degree reckless homicide, end quote. Mattioli is currently out on $50,000 bail. The Fire and Police Commission is taking over the internal investigation. You are listening to Wisconsin's Political Talk Network. For 101.7 Milwaukee and 92.7 Madison, I'm Keith Gostad with your headlines. Following the state Supreme Court overturning the orders of Governor Evers, 18 suburban municipalities in Milwaukee County issued new local orders. Those new local orders are set to expire at 11:59 p.m. on Thursday. JCPenney says it plans to close more than a quarter of its stores following its bankruptcy filing on Monday. 242 locations in total will close. 604 locations left will be the highest sales-generating, most profitable, and most productive stores. A list of the stores to be closed has yet to be released. Highs around 60 degrees today in Milwaukee with mostly sunny skies. Madison expect a high around 70 degrees with partly sunny skies. Overnight lows in the upper 40s. Thursday, mostly sunny skies with a high near 60 degrees in Milwaukee and near 70 in Madison. Friday, expect more of the same with mostly sunny skies and a high around 60 degrees in Milwaukee, near 70 in Madison. You are listening to Wisconsin's Political Talk Network. For 101.7 Milwaukee and 92.7 Madison, I'm Keith Gostad with your headlines. The Wisconsin State Elections Commission is considering today mailing request forms for absentee ballots as part of a $5.3 million plan aiming to help local governments cover the costs of their elections, as well as making absentee ballot instructions more voter-friendly. Wisconsin has received $7.3 million in federal aid to deal with the election costs. The commission is rendering its decision in the wake of Wisconsin's pandemic primary, where election officials struggled to keep in-person voting safe while fulfilling the unprecedented number of absentee ballot requests. Election officials are also involved in several lawsuits over how to run elections during a pandemic, which to date has caused the death of 467 Wisconsinites. You're listening to Wisconsin's Political Talk Network. For 101.7 Milwaukee and 92.7 Madison, I'm Keith Gostad with your headlines. As the state begins to reopen, thousands of employees in Wisconsin are still waiting to hear news from the weeks of unemployment claims that have yet to be paid by the state. As of Monday, nearly 2 million weekly claims have been filed since March 15th, yet only around 1.4 million claims have been paid out. According to the Department of Workforce Development, this leaves out 675,000 unpaid claims and does not include the number of those who have not been able to file for other reasons. To date, the state has paid out nearly $418 million in unemployment benefits. High of around 60 degrees today in Milwaukee with mostly sunny skies. Madison expect a high near 70 degrees with partly sunny skies, overnight lows in the upper 40s. Thursday, mostly sunny skies with a high near 60 degrees in Milwaukee, near 70 in Madison. Friday, expect more of the same with mostly sunny skies and a high around 60 degrees in Milwaukee, near 70 in Madison. You are listening to Wisconsin's Political Talk Network.